little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So a new area of the curriculum, which is therapeutics. So we're going to talk about non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and their use and safety. So Ian's come to see me today, and I'm just going to ask Ian some red flag questions. Ian, I'd like to ask some key questions to look for things that might mean that this family of medication may not be the best choice for you. It might be helpful if you can remember these at a later time. Can I just check, how's your blood pressure been?
The blood pressure's a bit up and down, Doctor. I mean, I'm not the best with remembering my ramipril.
Okay, so you normally would take blood pressure tablets, okay. In addition to that, have you ever had an ulcer?
I just get a bit of heartburn, but I don't think I've ever had an ulcer.
You're not on any medication to reduce the amount of acid produced by your stomach or anything like that?
Oh, I just buy Gaviscon.
Okay. Do you have any heart problems at all?
No.
And that might include breathlessness or ankle swelling. That's never been an issue for you at all?
No.
Okay. And you've never known that you've had kidney problems? We've never told you that you've got a problem with your kidneys?
No, I mean, I get my bloods every year with the nurse.
Okay.
They're okay.
So this family of medication are quite risky tablets in the whole. They can be useful in the short term for pain on occasions, or for other problems too. But for you, they may not be the best choice. They may be a bit risky for you because mm-hmm. they do put your blood pressure up, and they do increase your risk of heart attacks and strokes and angina. So mm-hmm. you might prefer not to use them. And they can increase your risk of bleeding from your stomach and from your duodenum.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a threat to your kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're prone to heart failure, that's where the heart struggles to do its job, then they can cause fluid retention, and that is difficult for the heart. That mm-hmm. can be quite dangerous as well.
Okay. So you're thinking really then, Doctor, that I should probably avoid them given my blood pressure problem?
I think there's probably going to be a better choice for you.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Safety net for me for that, if you wouldn't mind.
So, Ian, I think we've decided that you're not going to be taking this ibuprofen anymore, but obviously if you were to use it in the future just for a very short-term basis for some pains, remember to stop it if you do have any diarrhoea or vomiting or fever, because then it could really affect the kidney if you kept it going and you're unwell. If you think, you know, we're telling you your blood pressure's high when we're monitoring it, then you need to stop them again and just watch out for any more persistent sort of upper tummy pain or changes to the poo where it's looking black and tarry, because that could sort of mean that you're developing an ulcer in your tummy. Does that sound all right?
Yeah, I think from what you say, I'm going to pretty much steer clear of them. But if I really have to take it, because sometimes I get really bad with my gout, that I will take it, but for a short period, as I can get away with. And I certainly would stop it if I got black tarry poo or upper tummy pain. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.